It begins, thank you for your talk. Can you flush out dispassionate about what? Also trying to understand, encourage dispassion with the other quality, arousing energy. These are... I think one of the things of... as I was saying with the, just reflecting on dispassion, sense of a coolness, of settledness. If it's directed towards something, then generally one would be considering, say, dispassion toward objects of that would normally be objects of desire, or normally be objects of attachment. So that it could be dispassion toward the world of the senses, dispassion toward kind of the world of socializing, social interaction, could be dispassionate about the body, in the sense of recognizing the inherent burden of having a physical body, dispassion about one's own moods and mind that keep cranking out proliferations, and so that just having a dispassion, a cooling toward different, I mean, can be have a different objects, but I think in general that sense of paying attention to dispassion is a sense of cooling and settling and clarifying, having inner clarity that one is content with, rather than constantly seeking something to gratify or stimulate. So that's just off the top of my head. In the sense of encouraging dispassion as opposed to arousing energy, they're not, how do you say, opposed to each other or antithetical. It's more actually with a quality of dispassion, in the sense that one is not expending huge amounts of energy, mental energy, either trying to get what one wants, trying to manipulate conditions, when there's a coolness toward the world around one, then that actually frees up a lot of energy for directing attention to what's useful, what's beneficial, what brings brightness, what brings calm and clarity to the mind. We tend to we tend to disperse our energy in so many different directions, and to be able to allow dispassion to create a settling, then that arousing of energy for what's wholesome and skillful, there's more there for it.